The tourists are still coming, they are just not spending as much. That is a snapshot viewpoint of how the heart of the tourism season has gone for Kelowna. Lisanne Ballantyne, Tourism Kelowna President and CEO, said in Kelowna hotel bookings have been above 80% on average, an increase of 10% over last year, while airport passenger traffic was up 9% for June and July and up from January to July by 8% in comparison to last year. The visitors are still flowing here, but one of the bigger questions across the tourism sector is how much they are spending. Consumer behavior is changing, Ballantyne said. She said where a family might travel to Kelowna for a vacation and eat out two or three times for sit-down dinners in local restaurants, now they might only do that once and look for other cheaper options. It will take months for those figures to eventually reach us, but the government is tracking tourism spending, so we'll see what those figures show us, Ballantyne said. The impact of tourists coming here from the U.S. is not clear yet, as those numbers are still being statistically tabulated. We will get geographic travel origins figures later this year, but anecdotally what we hear from frontline staff at some hotels is there is a steady flow of Americans coming here, but not any great increase, she said. They are hearing questions, as is our visitor center, if it is okay for them to come to Canada, will we they be welcomed? There is a bit of uncertainty from U.S. travelers about coming here. As for Canadians, Ballantyne said that anecdotal response indicates the domestic tourist market has reflected more confidence, as the tariff impact on Canada imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump has left more people seeking alternative vacations at home rather than traveling abroad to the U.S. U.S. government statistics reflect almost a 25% drop in Canadian tourist travel to the U.S. over the past 6 months. Ballantyne said while some international destinations have found discontent from local residents unhappy with an overwhelming influx of tourists, she has not heard those complaints here in the Okanagan or elsewhere across Canada this year. It makes me wonder if we have struck a happy balance between the influx of tourists and the pressure it places on local facilities, but that is just me wondering. I have just not had complaints this summer about too many tourists being in town. Sharing insights into this past tourism season will be front and center in the upcoming Thompson-Okanagan Tourism Association 2025 Annual General Meeting and Summit Conference. The conference them this year is New Routes, Bold Futures, Navigating Tourism's Transformation, the two-day event taking place October 22 and 23 at the KF Center for Excellence in Kelowna. Co-sponsored by Tourism Kelowna, Ballantyne suspects skyrocketing costs and the pressures that places on tourist spending budgets will be a focal point of discussion. In the end, travel is still a privilege and a little lower on the priority scale for consumers struggling with the high cost of living, Ballantyne said. It's not even really about the impact of tariffs alone anymore, it is about tourists not having the money to spend like they have in the past, which means tourism-related businesses have to change how they operate. Some of how tourism is transforming as an industry have already become prevalent in the Okanagan, as Ballantyne said tourists who come here are looking for unique, largely outdoor-oriented, experiences, involving such areas as health and wellness, agri-tourism and culinary. People who come don't just want to visit a winery and sit on the beach, she said, noting visitors want to experience the Okanagan lifestyle.